Well, welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle. I'm your host, Christiana, and I'm super excited that you're here today. My thoughts today are going out to my husband and his family. My husband's father just passed away, and if there is one really big regret that I have is that I did not record his father's voice in any shape or form during our last visit. We were there about a month ago, and his health was not good. However, it went then really fast and deteriorated, and then he ended up passing away. While I mentioned this to my husband, I do really regret that I didn't just record his voice. So that made me really think that might be part of the reason why I really did get into podcasting. And I'm going to share a little bit with you today about what the magic of podcasting is and what are some of the motivations about what makes podcasting so special and different from all the other types of medium that you're really looking at. So stay tuned. I'm going to share some interesting facts with you here today. And I'm going to also give you a little bit of thoughts with regard to your own friends and family and the meaning of life. So let's get started. So the magic of podcasting really got started in the early 2000s. That was like well before social media really took over and with all these algorithms and the obsession with going viral. So the internet still was a place where you could just show up the way that you were, right? So podcasting was there and pretty much gave people a voice, share something that really meant something to them, storytelling, which is really a deep down what the Healthy Hustle is all about. I'm all about the power of storytelling and the impact that it can have on empowering women worldwide. So my platform, Happy Healthy Hustle, is a platform for anybody that wants to aspire to make a difference, showcasing stories, insight, and perspectives that resonate with the spirit of female entrepreneurs. And it really did get founded to empower women and moms to build their empires. So my goal really is that all these success stories that I'm sharing with Happy Healthy Hustle over the month that I've been running my podcast are always with the same goal: to help women all over the globe build their legacy, build resilience and resourcefulness and determination. And with my coaching, I also provide tools and strategies so that they get the recognition that they desire. And podcasting is really just a tool in giving a voice to female entrepreneurs. So if you think about how podcasting started, there were no middlemen, there was no algorithm at the beginning. It was just creators and listeners and connected through the magic of the RSS feed, which is when you listen to a podcast, you're tuning into that. Now, if you're thinking about that, it feels so different from what you're exposed to today, right? Today, you're exposed to all these different elements. You have TikTok, you have YouTube, you have Twitter, and all these platforms, there's always competition going on with regard to getting your attention. If you feel pulled into all these different directions, into all these different social media platforms, it's just a real person sharing a real story in a space that respects the creator, but also the listener. That's really the magic of podcasting. So it seems much less sophisticated. It's not out there to get your attention. It's not flashy. It's not nonstop. It is really a healthier way for you to tune into. It really accepts who you are. Podcasting is the one form of media that truly accepts that you have a life. Because you can listen to a podcast while you're in your car, while you're maybe on your way to pick up your children. You can even listen to it with your children. And that's really where the magic happens, that it's not just pure entertainment. It's not needing your full attention. You can basically do it parallel with whatever you're doing in your life. And if you now think about how I started this episode right here, that I regret I didn't record a family member in with regard to their voice, think about the legacy that a podcast also leaves, because you are recording somebody else's voice and then sharing that with the world. So that's precisely where the strength of podcasting is. It's real life working with your life and not consuming it, but rather working in parallel or in tandem with your life. And For me, it's always like the most important thing, because on the technical side, really, it is unlike YouTube or TikTok or Facebook or any of those, that podcasters don't have to rely on a certain platform. If a platform changes, the podcast can just move on to a different platform, right? So you essentially just move on to something different. You don't have to worry about losing your audience. You just go to a different podcasting platform and you can still share that amazing audio, that amazing voice. So if one app goes away, listeners can just switch to another one and your episode is still there for you to download. So even after 20 years, podcasting is still true to the roots. It's an incredible opportunity for you to share something. And now we think about but there are so many podcasters out there already. Of course there are. About 4.3 million podcasts worldwide. That sounds like a ton. But if you compare it to the 114 million YouTube channels and about the 600 million blogs out there, it's really not that bad. So for every single podcast, there's 26 YouTube channels and 140 blogs. What I'm going to encourage you with, and what I'm leaving you the beauty with, is if you see my background here, you watch that YouTube video, you see there's nothing fancy. I'm basically recording in my home office. And there's also nothing fancy about the technology that you need. You just need a cheap microphone. You might have that already in your hands as you have your phone. You also just need to have some time to record. And it could also be that sometimes those ad hoc moments are the best. And thinking back now, as I mentioned, and as I started this episode, sometimes those ad hoc moments are the best, because life is short and enjoy every single moment. Record that voice and just get it into your life, because you are creating moments and you are creating memories and you're creating legacy. With that, I'm leaving you with that. This is a shorter episode today, but I want to make sure that you think a little bit about how you're creating memories with your friends, with your family. I'm sending so much love and I'm sending you a big virtual hug. If you have not yet, check out the last episode about the 8-second hug. Show some really amazing science with regard to the feel-good moments that you get when you get that 8-second hug. And let me know what was most surprising about today's episode. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next week.